Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This week, we're going to be talking about an abundance mindset, and we have a guest coming on today's episode as well. Nikki Conrad Eberlin joins me to have a money talk about the abundance mindset. She gives us some great pieces of information to take home and talk about. So make sure you share today's episode with someone who you would want to have a money talk with. And let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. What is an abundance mindset? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. So you're going to get some more information about that. But an abundance mindset refers to the belief that plenty of everything is available for everyone in the world. And that comes from Google, just a quick Google search. But an abundance mindset, it means that there's enough to go around and that you're going to be able to get what you want while others are going to be able to get what they want. But how can an abundance mindset impact your life? Let's talk about that next. Well, an abundance mindset can impact your life by giving you the freedom to chase your dreams. Have you had that thing you always wanted to do, but you're like, there's enough of it to go around? No, an abundance mindset helps you think that you can do it and helps you know that you can do it. And it can have an impact on more than just your personal finances. We're going to learn this in our discussion with our guest today, but it can not only impact your finances, it can impact your health, it can impact all sorts of things, your finances, your beliefs at work, your personal goals, all sorts of things when you believe there's enough to go around. But it's especially applicable to money, because if we don't have an abundance mindset with money, well, then we don't think that we're going to be able to have enough money to have a good retirement or to be able to leave a legacy behind. So let's take a look at today about how we can implement and how you can use an abundance mindset. How can you use an abundance mindset? Well, you can use it and implement it by shifting your mentality around all sorts of things, and it can help you build a better future for yourself. And there's 6 useful questions coming up in the interview that will help you look at your current mindset state and where you're at. And I think these 6 questions can be really helpful. You can also find them in the show notes because there's part of today's money talking points. So let's get into the interview and learn from our guest, Nikki. Hello, we got another guest here where we're starting to do this new segment with guests where we're having an actual money conversation with other people in the community. I got Nikki Eberlin here, and she's going to introduce herself real quick.
Hey, everybody. As he said, my name is Nikki and I'm a life coach. I work with individuals one-on-one to build better habits to reach their goals. And as we know by experience, life is challenging. We all have our ups and downs. And, you know, essentially how I work with people is to help manage their mindset and overcome roadblocks that prevent them from reaching their goal. And a huge aspect of that is money. So yeah, we're going to dive in when it comes to that part.
Yeah, money is one of my favorite topics, but as you've seen from the title of this episode, it's called an abundance mindset. And that's what we're going to be talking about today and how it can kind of shift your perspective with money. So let's get right into our first discussion point. What is an abundance mindset to you, Nikki?
Yeah. So an abundance mindset is the ability to see the limitless potential, in your life and for everybody else around you. And when we think about that with money, you know, there's enough opportunities, there's enough money out there for you, enough work, you know, you have that thought that everything will work out.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Like you said, with money, there's enough money out there. There's going to be enough money. Like if you want to start a business or something like that, there's going to be enough opportunity there. And even with podcasts,
like you're one of my first guests and there's a million other podcasts out there, but there's always kind of room for you to do what you want to do. So don't let it hold you back.
Absolutely. So, I completely agree. And the same when it comes to coaching, you know, there are other life coaches out there and there is enough for all of us.
Yeah. Someone's going to need someone specifically just like you. So
exactly. And when it comes to like, it's easy. I always like to kind of compare and contrast when it comes to like a scarcity mindset, you always believe that there's not enough and there's very little that you can do about it. So kind of like comparing those two where, you know, there's not enough and then abundancy, there is enough for you out there.
Yeah. So yeah, I think you bring up the two most contrasting ones is like scarcity versus abundance. And how can you determine which one you have, like when it comes to money, but also with other things?
Yeah. So I have a couple questions that I used on myself to kind of analyze what kind of mindset that I was in or like throughout my life, how I've progressed. So a couple questions, I have six of them for you. So you can kind of think about these for yourself when I list them out. The first one is, are you living paycheck to paycheck? And the reason why I say that is because you may not have a scarcity mindset right now, but if you're living paycheck to paycheck, there's no room for error. And if things pop up, you may become worried about money. You know, it could go down that spiral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a great first question is like, do you depend on your paycheck showing up on time on Friday? Like that's a good starting point.
Exactly. Question number two is, what was your living situation growing up? And this one's super important, especially for me when I've kind of gone on my journey of changing my scarcity mindset into an abundance mindset.
Yeah. And I think along with what you said, maybe this is similar of a story, but like when I grew up, my family was more of paycheck to paycheck. We can only put so much in the gas tank. And for me now that's turned into saving more.
Exactly. And that, you know, that question you can explore even into other situations from the past, because when I think about that question for myself, I grew up in a house where it was openly expressed where money doesn't grow on trees. You know, we always ate at home. If we did go out to eat, which is like an incredible treat, we went to McDonald's and I get to choose between the dollar menu nuggets or the dollar menu cheeseburger. You know, that's because everything else was too expensive. We never went on vacations and I was never able to do like extracurricular activities because it cost too much money. So having those conversations and those thoughts from your parents being passed down to you, that can create that scarcity mindset around money. Cause you're like, oh gosh, if they don't have enough money, how am I supposed to have enough money?
Yeah. And I think just acknowledging it's like really the first big step to determining the mindset. What was your third question?
Yeah. Third question is, do you feel like the amount of money you work or you make at work is limited? So do you feel like the amount of money you make at work or in any type of job is limited?
Like, do you mean on that, like you can only make so much or yes, like those sort of things? Okay.
Yes. Like I can only make $20 an hour with what I'm doing. There's no way I could make more.
Mm-hmm. So like there's a ceiling and that I'm sure that can change your mindset, because if you think you like, if your job is telling you can't earn any more, how are you going to like go out there into the world and try to make more on your own?
Exactly. Exactly. And that was my question number four, which you led into perfectly. Do you believe you're only worth as much as your employer gives you? And that's a hot topic when it comes to like finding new jobs and they have those salary caps or minimums, maximums, and they're basically telling you your worth based on how much money they're offering you.
Yeah. And it can, yeah, that's a very great point that you can like equate yourself with your dollars per hour, even though like an abundance mindset helps you take another step towards like seeing your own worth, not just financially, especially.
Exactly. And especially when you're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, yeah, that those two can go hand in hand.
Awesome. Yeah. These are some great points right out the gate. What was your, we're on number five, right?
Yeah. Number five is, are you afraid to spend money?
Okay. Yeah, that one I can see too, because if you're just continually worried about spending every last dollar because you don't know if you'll make it, that can put a lot of stress on your life.
Yeah, exactly. You're so obsessed with the lack of money, you can't seem to focus on anything else, or you're always trying to like, gather as much money as possible. And that kind of, yeah, that leads into basically question number six. Do you feel like you constantly have to save for the next what if?
Yeah. So I think I like all of those questions, because like if you walk through those steps, you can easily see how if you're afraid to spend money, you're always spending on the next what if. You like value what your employer is paying you too much, or like you put too much emphasis in the dollars per hour, you can, I think, start to see what your mindset is. But if you're not as concerned about, oh, I only make $18 an hour, but I know I can go out and do this thing that makes me more, like, I think that's the abundance mindset, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's important to understand like how a scarcity mindset around money can hurt you as well. And I'm sure we've all been in this space within a certain capacity, but like, when you think about your worry that there's not enough around you, it limits your creativity. It confines your thinking, which in turn creates fear, low self-esteem, and kind of prevents you from taking action.
Yeah, no, I like that a lot. Because one of the things I share with my wife a lot is like, we're in a pretty solid financial situation right now. We have two incomes, no kids, which is really nice when it comes to being able to do what we want. But when we have a, healthy savings and have the abundance mindset, like we're talking about, so many more opportunities just either naturally present themselves, or you're actually like able to consider them. Don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You have the mental space to not have to worry about every last dollar, like some exactly. of those questions you're asking.
Yeah. And that's actually one of my talking points later on, but it's also important to kind of think about or evaluate when you think about those questions, like your relationship with money depends on your thoughts. So when you go out and swipe your card or pay for your rent or buy new clothes, like what are you thinking during that time when you do swipe your card? Like, oh, looks like I'm going to skip out and not pay my electricity bill, or, you know, I know that's a little extreme, but like what's going on during that time frame when you do that, and, you know, understanding how that affects you being in a scarcity mindset rather than an abundance mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, our next point is how do you think having an abundance mindset right now, how does it make your life different in the future? Like say 5, 10 or 20 years down the road?
The first thing that comes to my mind about this is like your confidence and belief changes. When you have an abundant mindset, you're not constantly thinking about the bads, the what ifs. You know that things are going to come to you. You're going to get work. There is an endless supply of money out there for you. So you choose to have better thoughts that are more productive for you, which then in turn create better actions and results for you. But like, you know, going back to what happens when you have a scarcity mindset, it decreases your confidence, your self-worth, your ability to make decisions, because you're so nervous about what is going to be the return for the amount of money that you're spending. Sometimes you don't even see the value in those things.
Yeah. And I'm drawn to the thought about like work, especially because work plays a big part in our financial lives and your job and how much money you're making. You have an abundance mindset, you believe that you're going to find a better position, that you can move up and get promoted and those sort of things. And that can have a big impact on like your 5 and 10 years. And then your abundance mindset when it comes to like 20 is that, you know, there'll be money down the road, and saving for retirement is a little easier when you're not worried about the here and now.
Yeah. So one of the things that I kind of brushed around that you just said is like, it can help you gain more opportunities in your finances, personal life, professional life, because you look for those positives and learning opportunities. Even in failure, you still find win-win scenarios. And that kind of, when I was thinking about like an abundance mindset and a scarcity mindset, it also kind of goes in line with like a growth versus a fixed mindset when you learn, you know. But on top of that, you have all that saved mental energy, because if you're abundant, you're not thinking about the bad things, the next what ifs, how am I going to afford this? What am I going to do here? You're not tired, overwhelmed, or even like victimized a little bit. So you don't waste your time or money chasing after things you don't want or need. But
yeah, I like the point where you're talking about is an abundance mindset. It impacts your time a lot, because obviously there, I think time, I mean, it is like a finite thing. You only have so many hours in a day, but when you're thinking abundantly, it kind of unlocks all that time to be like a better use. And you're a little bit more efficient when you're with your time, when you're not struggling mentally to worry about everything.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And another one that I thought about that was a little far-fetched, but I kind of like thought it was a good point, but it, when you have an abundant mindset, you reduce FOMO as well. The fear of missing out, because you know, there's going to be other opportunities for you. And, you know, you could relate that to any aspect of your life with money, personal, professional life stuff.
Yeah. I think if you think about specifically like investing is where a huge piece of FOMO comes into, especially like young adults' lives, where they want to get the quick money. But when you realize that you have a lot of time, you have a lot of resources, a lot of potential in your professional career, that there's just a lot of opportunity for growth and things like that, you don't worry about it as much, about getting rich quick. Let's go into the next point of how can young adults use this mindset in their life? And I think this mindset is applicable to everybody really, but I think specifically my point with this one with young adults is it can be a lot of doom and gloom. Everyone's worried about raising like families or raising themselves or like getting out of college and things like that. Like, how do you make the step into your life, like out of being a child, so to speak?
All right. So from what I hear correctly, like how can young adults begin to use this type of abundant mindset? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like okay. How can people that are young think about things in an abundant way?
I would say, so here's, we all have different viewpoints about this, but abundant mindset, sometimes it kind of makes me think about affirmations. And I believe that the thoughts that you have in your head can dramatically change the results and actions that you take in your life. But, you know, having these affirmations, you also need to take action. So thinking about, I've kind of lost my train of thought of where I'm going with this, but, you can tell yourself things like there is enough opportunities. There's plenty of money out there for me, but you also need to take action on those things and make sure it happens. So not like sitting around thinking like I have an abundant mindset or abundant life. That's not going to quite do it. You know, you have to take action behind that. Don't really know if I explained that well,
No, but that's perfect. I think you're alluding to this idea that I've heard on other podcasts called like the invisible hand, of where like you start to focus your mentality on what you want to do and like actually taking steps towards it, and things are just going to like come into your life and you're going to just like naturally almost figure it out. And I like what you said about having your mind on the like end destination isn't necessarily going to just get you there automatically, obviously, but just even like envisioning yourself in that, like, I guess being in an abundant mindset and envisioning yourself having plenty of money, having a good job, helps you not focus on the like potentially bad things, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say one thing as well, that young adults should definitely be aware of, especially during this transition, period, like from being relying on parents to being self-sufficient, is like emotional spending. And that's one way that could help you either be in an abundant mindset or a scarcity mindset. And I know emotional spending, like I like to kind of refer to it like emotional eating. Like you do that because we are driven by our emotions and depending on what's happened in your life. So if you are someone that has, if you emotionally spend, because Amazon's readily available, all those websites are readily available, that's probably gonna not really help you when it comes to living an abundant mindset.
Yeah. And I think like, as far as like financially goes, like fixing those sort of situations, like or emotionally spending, just, I guess, recognizing when that's happening is a important first step to shifting your mindset. You just got to be aware of the thing. You just got to talk yourself through it. Awesome. Well, what do you have, any sort of books or resources that you'd recommend people to look, that they can go learn more about having a good money mindset or just an abundant mindset in general?
Yeah, I have 4 book recommendations. The first one is by Jen Cicero, and it's, okay, You Are a Badass at Making Money. That's the first book. And it's just like her other book, You Are a Badass, but it's just related to money. The next one is Mindful Millionaire, by Lisa Peterson. The third one is The Abundance Mentality by David Carter. And then the fourth one is 7 Strategies for Wealth and Happiness by Jim Rohn.
Well, I've never heard of any of those, so I got some more books to listen to or read. So I think, yep. I think I might have heard of that abundance mindset, your third one.
Yes, the abundance mentality.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good books out there that just don't get talked about a whole lot because there are like the big hitters that everyone knows of. But I think I appreciate you bringing on some not so well-known ones because those are sometimes where you can get the best little nuggets of information. Well, like I said, in this whole podcast, I like to keep these short so people can listen to them and get quick snippets of information and maybe find out a topic they want to do more research on in terms of their financial life. But Nikki, how can people connect with you and why would they benefit from connecting with you?
Yeah. So I think people would benefit from connecting with me because an abundant mindset can be related to any aspects of your life. So, money, happiness, your career life. So basically the things that I do is I work with people in different aspects of their life to help build these beliefs, these confidence, this abundant mindset where they have all these opportunities available to them. So people can find me typical ways. You can find me on LinkedIn, Nikki Comrade Eberlin, Facebook at Unleash Leadership, and Instagram as well at Unleash Leadership as well.
Awesome. Well, I'm sure we'll tag you in our social media posts for this episode. So that'll be great that they can easily find you through there. I appreciate you coming on the podcast. Like I said, you're my first guest that I've recorded with. I've done a couple with my wife, but I don't think that quite counts. She has to get on here with me. So yeah, well, thank you for coming on, and everyone listening, make sure you go check her out online. And yeah, well, thank you for talking about an abundance mindset with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
What were my takeaways from that interview? I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you learned a lot. But here are the key points that I learned from my conversation with Nikki. And the first thing that came to me really quickly is that everything's going to work out and there will be enough money to go around. And I think this is a good thing to know if you're struggling in that paycheck to paycheck cycle. But let's go over the 6 questions that Nikki posed that can help us learn where our mindset is. 1 is, are you living paycheck to paycheck? 2, what was your living situation growing up? 3, do you feel like the amount of money you make is limited? 4, do you believe that you're only as worth as much as your employer gives you? 5, are you afraid to spend money? And 6, do you feel like you're constantly having to save for the next what if? And I think these questions really help pose some good talking points. So we have our money talking points, and then we have the ones that we gain from each episode. And these 6 questions, I think, are a great thing to take back to have a conversation with either your significant other, a friend or family member. And it can just really help you figure out and unlock where you're at with your mindset. Because if you are living paycheck to paycheck, you can really be stuck in a there's not enough money to go around mindset. Or if your living situation growing up, like the story I shared in the interview, was that my situation growing up is there didn't seem like there was quite enough money, at least from my perspective. So that led me to a saving mentality when I started getting older and started getting money. So go through these questions with someone. I think they can help you a lot when it comes to figuring out your mindset. The other things that I learned is opportunity will present itself when you have an abundance mindset. And your thoughts, actions, and abilities are better with an abundance mindset. Emotional spending also will not help you live in an abundance mindset. But let's wrap up today's episode with my thoughts and opinions on what we learned today. So, one thing that I think about an abundance mindset is that it really helped me with the whole thing about putting out this podcast. There are so many podcasts out there, and especially a ton of financial podcasts, but there's always room for more. There's always room for my opinion or other people's opinions, and we can all share each other and share the space and help everyone learn from all of our ideas. And you can really unlock a lot of opportunities when you have this mindset, especially when it comes to money. If you have an abundance mindset and you believe there's more out there to make and that there's more out there to earn, there's more out there to share and to give and all those sort of things, you really just have doors opened in front of you. But let's wrap up today's episode with a few things and how you can connect with our guest. So thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. And also thank you to Nikki from Unleashed Leadership for being my first guest. I hope you all enjoyed listening to today's episode and enjoyed our Money Talk. I really enjoyed being able to discuss some things about personal finance with someone else. And I think it really helps build out the whole point of the show, which is to create, develop, and encourage money talk. So get out there and get talking. And you can find Nikki at unleashedleadership.com or on social media by the same username, Unleashed Leadership, like she shared in the interview. You can also find this podcast at moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. I would love to hear any feedback you have or topic suggestions, so please email me or message me on social media. moneytalk@skylarfleming.com is my email, or you can find me on social media, moneytalk.skylarfleming. Couple other points of news. This podcast is growing really quickly, and I need your help to keep the momentum. Please go on social media and share one of my recent posts, or simply share this episode with a friend. And if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts, I would greatly appreciate it. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.